The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC. For those of you who are new, there's a schedule posted at the end of the stage there, and also a schedule by the door on the counter, the front door. And we now have 45 minutes for walking meditation. If you're new to walking meditation and would like some instructions, maybe Richard, you'd like to do that? Richard, who's here, can do that. And he's done that before. And then if you have a question about being here today, Gail is the manager. At 11 o'clock, we have another sitting for 45 minutes. At 11:45, I give a short talk. At 12 o'clock, we do a little bit of mindfulness and activity together. We clean the center for 15 minutes. And then at 12:15 or so, we do a closing circle in the outer hall. And all that's on the schedule. I'm available for meetings with people, 15-minute meetings. We call it practice discussion, talk about your practice. And I meet with people in the small room that's in the corner there, and you get to it through the library. Just be near the library when it's near the time you signed up. The person in front of you comes out, you can come in. And the sign-up sheet for that is on the end of the stage as well. I don't know if there's still space, but that's where it's kept. So then a few words about the Dharma. Practice this morning. I want to suggest two things. One is, it's very interesting to be aware, to be mindful, to know where your attention is. What are you paying attention to? So there are six different domains that your awareness could be channeling the world or be aware. And the most common one for many people is their attention goes into their thinking. Or a big percentage of their attention is about their thoughts and thinking about things in one way or the other. Or you can be aware of what you see, and you can be very focused on seeing. Sometimes you can really be very intently, you know, looking. So a lot of attention goes into seeing. Sometimes you're certainly seeing, but your active attention is not really going there. You're not really giving yourself over to seeing. You just happen to be seeing. You can be listening. You can just hear, but you can be actively listening. Your attention goes to listening. Smelling, tasting, and then the body. Be aware of the body. And so where is your attention? And at different times, as you're sitting, as you're walking, as you're about, do you know where your attention is? And just be interested. Where's your attention? Where is it primarily going? The active attention, where you're more involved, where's it going? And if you find yourself in thought a lot, that's just interesting. Just, wow. You could be other places. The practice of mindfulness is very much a bodyfulness practice. So the second thing, so first be aware of where your attention is. And notice, especially if you're thinking a lot, and if you are thinking, turn yourself over to your body. So you really kind of feel what's going on through your body. Let the body be the antenna through which you experience what goes on, not your thinking. So you might be thinking, but kind of like let yourself kind of come into your body and feel what's happening. I don't know if it's people who are not familiar with being mindful, aware of their body, maybe an analogy or two would be helpful. Maybe the idea if it's a cold winter morning, your house is cold when you wake up and you're in your cozy, warm, comfortable bed, and you kind of don't want to get out of bed. And chances are pretty good at that moment, you're not lost in your thoughts entirely. It's the coziness, the warmth, the comfort of being in bed. You feel it in a tactile way. You feel it in your body. It's just so good, you know. And you feel the cold outside, and you have the warmth inside your covers. And so you feel this kind of visceral tactile, physical sense of the body. And then if you leave your bed and it's cold and you're walking around barefoot, and you can feel the physicality of that. And you might tense around it. To turn yourself over to your body is to kind of be in that zone where you're feeling either the warmth or the cold, the comfort or the discomfort. Turn yourself over to whatever's going on. What's happening in your body? Feel it in your body. Turn yourself over and just be there with the experience. And if you're thinking a lot, turn yourself over to your body and feel what it's like in your body to be thinking a lot. But let the body be the resource. Let the body be the negotiator, the finding of the path, be the practice. So notice where your attention is, and then whenever you can, turn yourself back into your body. Okay? So I hope you enjoy the morning, and thank you.